You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Air2 LifeWise home care workers have been protesting working conditions since December last year. Today, they are striking outside LifeWise's offices in Mount Eden, and I had the opportunity to speak to some of the workers.
Well, we've been in bargaining for over a year and a half. They agreed on a few things that they then took back and took it off the table and didn't want to talk about it. So it was kind of like I lost trust in anything that they said.
LifeWise is part of the Methodist Church, which many workers are a part of.
Most of us belong to Methodist Church.
Right.
And to have them preach a certain way, like what they say and what they do are two totally different things.
Part of the strike is regarding insufficient hours, leaving many of these workers struggling to make it through week to week.
LifeWise is not for profit. They're under the Methodist. Okay, they are out in the community. They look after the homeless. The homeless, that's going to be us.
It is made more difficult by the fact that the women I spoke to have all been with LifeWise for 10 plus years, and instead of addressing negotiations, LifeWise is hiring new staff at cheaper rates, further damaging conditions for existing staff members. Another huge problem is insufficient sick and bereavement leave. As one of the women I spoke to said,
"Leave. I just lost my mum.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
that. And I buried her on Tuesday and had to come back to work on Wednesday.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, because I needed 2 days to prepare for her funeral. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was her funeral, and Wednesday, day after, buried her, I'm back at work."
I also interviewed Kirsty McCulley from Air2, who is also at the protest in Mount Eden.
So this is a group of home care workers who work for LifeWise, which is a part of the Methodist Church. They have the Auckland District Health Board contract to deliver care and support to the elderly and vulnerable and people with disability across the Auckland DHB area. And these workers have been trying to negotiate a fair collective agreement with their employer for more than 18 months now. In fact, coming up in March, it'll be 2 years since they kicked off the process. And all they're really trying to achieve is some better conditions. So these workers have the minimum sick leave, despite being essential workers who come into contact with some of our most vulnerable, and despite the fact that they worked throughout COVID. And they also have the minimum in bereavement leave. And this is a workforce of predominantly Pacifica women, and the average age is around about 55. And they have a lot of caring responsibilities in their own lives. And so even though these are could be considered minor things from another worker's perspective, for this group, these are significant improvements that they're trying to achieve. The main issue for the workforce, though, is actually the security of their hours and earning enough, because of the hours that they are able to do, to have a decent income. So this workforce is employed on a slightly strange hours model, which means they only have a guaranteed number of hours that they work across a fortnight. That means from week to week or day to day, they don't necessarily know the time that they'll be working or the day that they'll be working. And that's quite difficult to coordinate around within their lives. It means they sometimes can't make plans or know when they will and won't be working. And the other issue is that their hours over time have been decreasing, and that means they can't earn enough to survive, despite being on the care and support equal pay settlement rates, which range between about nearly $21 and nearly $27 an hour. So for this group of workers, they just want a fair negotiation process. And at the moment, they took some industrial action to try and move things along in a very, very slow negotiation process, where their employer had agreed to some things and then reneged on some of those things in the process. And in putting that pressure on, the response of their employer has been to issue lockout notices. Now, lockout notices would mean that they were unable to earn an income for a nearly two-week period. So it's a very aggressive, in fact, the most aggressive response that an employer can make. And it really is, it's an effort to kind of starve out the workers, really, and to force them to accept terms and conditions that they're not okay with. And all these workers want is a fair negotiation process where they get some improvements to some conditions that are quite difficult for them at the moment.
Why do you think there's been so much pushback in moving forward with any of the negotiations that have been trying to happen for the past 18 months?
So initially we did make quite a lot of progress in the negotiations and then during COVID, we put the negotiations on hold as a gesture of goodwill because we thought that it was more important for LifeWise to be able to coordinate its services during such a crucial time, given that all of these home and community support workers needed to continue to work to keep people safe and healthy at that time. Then when we reconvened negotiations, the management team had changed, so there was a new chief executive in place, and at that point LifeWise turned around on the improvements that they had agreed to around sick leave and bereavement leave, but also a number of other things, and said that they would not be prepared to negotiate on their hours model. So with those things being clear, the workforce really feel like their only option is to take this action, because a fair negotiation process is one where there's give and take on both sides, not where there's ultimatums issued. But this new management team seems to be intent on issuing ultimatums to this group of home and community support workers.
What kind of response are you expecting from the strike?
So we have called for urgent mediation to try and resolve this dispute, and so that mediation is set up for this Thursday. Unfortunately, there's the shadow of lockout notices that the employer has issued that make it a little bit difficult to have a reasonable negotiation process. We had been quite hopeful of the workforce would just really like to get it resolved, and we'd been hopeful that Thursday would be a productive negotiation. However, with the lockout notices that have been issued, the employer has also issued a draft collective agreement and said that the workers would need to be prepared to accept the terms of that agreement, and that agreement does not include any of the improvements that had been agreed to previously, nor any changes to the hours model. So that would be very difficult for the workers to agree to, because it represents no change.
Obviously, as care workers, they've been put in a bit of an awkward position now, because it's not just their employers being directly affected by their inability to work. Would you like to see more responsibility from the employer on the effects of this strike?
Yeah, absolutely. And this action has really been taken as a last resort by a group of home care workers who really do care a lot about the people that they support, and they know that this will be having an impact on their clients. But the reason they're prepared to take the action, and they're actually supported by a lot of their clients in doing so, is that they feel that nothing will change unless they do take some kind of action. And they have lived with this scenario where their hours continue to decline, where their incomes continue to decline, and where they feel the treatment by their employer gets worse and worse over the years. And so they want to take a stand at this time and try and improve things, not only for themselves, but for future support workers that come in and work for LifeWise. Because some of our members have been at LifeWise for, you know, between 10 and 30 years, actually, and some of our members are in their 70s, and they have seen a lot of change in the sector, and they've seen things continue to get worse, and they feel that unless they take this action, then things will get worse for them, and ultimately the care that is delivered to clients is, in essence, the care workers, they represent the quality of care that can be delivered to the clients in the community. And so they know it will only get worse for their clients if they don't make the stand at the moment. And actually a lot of the clients have been very, very supportive. Some have started petitions. There's a change.org petition that one of the family members of clients has set up, and it's getting a lot of support. And they've also started writing to the Methodist Church, and many of the clients of LifeWise and also the support workers themselves are members of the Methodist Church. So they've all started reaching out to the decision makers within the Methodist Church about this too, because it does seem like a real double standard, the way that the church talks about their sort of social justice mission and their desire for justice across society, but the way they treat their workforce is quite different. So what the workers and the clients are saying is, hey, Methodist Church and LifeWise, you need to practice what you preach. There can't be a double standard in terms of how you treat your workforce and then the vision and values that you espouse in the community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.